Welcome to Come Heal Yourself with Monica Goyle on OM Times Radio. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle.
You have been feeling, just leave your body, your mind, keep breathing, keep raising your energy, heal yourselves. Namaste, listeners. Hope you are doing well. Welcome to our show. We have our awesome guest, Dr. Tony Rivera, author of The Propelled Heart. Let's welcome her. Welcome, Dr. Rivera.
Hi there. Thank you for having me, Monica. I'm so pleased to be here.
Couple minutes meditation.
Awesome.
Whenever you are feeling low, to lift up your energy.
There's some background noise.
Yeah. Tony, let's hang up and let me redial.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
There's somebody typing or something.
Can you also hear someone talking in the background?
Well, it sounds like what you said earlier to start the show.
And nothing else?
No, it sounds like your voice, and then I heard just a lot of typing.
Okay. I think there was some technical problem.
Okay.
Thank you for sending your question.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
That's great. So, Tony, tell us about your journey. What led you to where you are?
Well, life, as always with everyone, has many twists and turns. And I feel like with what the reason you're having me here tonight is the unveiling of my new book, The Propelled Heart, Moving from Injury to Insight. And it was really after being an adult in my 30s, after I had I'm a chiropractor. I had my first chiropractic practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to notice in that practice that when working with people, that if they had mental, emotional issues, that it would create physical problems with their body. So they would come to me with a physical problem, but many times it was related to a mental, emotional issue. And I started to look for a way to address those things. And I found Rubenfeld's Synergy Method. And part of the training was to receive sessions.
Yeah.
And in receiving those sessions, I discovered that I myself had issues that were stored in my body that were driving my life and keeping me from living a more fulfilled life. So in my healing journey, as I discovered, I decided it was time to write a book to share with others about how they might work with their body to start to increase the healing that's possible for them. You know, we need other people. Yes, there's times we need to go to other practitioners, but there's a lot we can do ourselves.
Sure.
Yeah.
So how did you discover that? What led you to that, Tony?
Well, as I started to in the Rubenfeld Synergy sessions, it's not chiropractic. It is a body, mind, emotional, spiritual integration. So there's light, touch, and talk. And when I started to be touched myself, here I had spent years touching thousands of people as a chiropractor, I myself had never received the touch like in Rubenfeld Synergy, where someone's just listening to you and your body and how it feels, not mm-hmm. to try to do something, but to listen. And when I tuned in, I found that within my body, I think that one of the first sessions when someone touched me like that and said, "What do you feel in your own body?" I felt empty inside. And I felt like I had a rock shell around the outside, and that inside was empty, and it was very upsetting.
Wow.
The least. And as I explored that, I discovered that the reason there was that emptiness was that I had actually survived childhood sexual abuse at a very young age that I had forgotten. And that emptiness was left inside, and I had built a wall around myself to – I've always been a great achiever, but I didn't realize that that loneliness, that emptiness inside was actually driving me to be a workaholic mm-hmm. and to ignore my body. And I didn't eat well, and I didn't drink enough water. I mean, I just never listened to myself. So I had to heal that.
Wow. So how did you remember about the abuse?
Well, what started happening once I realized, you know, I started listening to my body and feeling what was inside, mm-hmm. memories started coming. So I would, let's say, be watching a TV program or something, and somebody would say some line, and I would kind of go off somewhere and have a memory in my own sitting right there, you know? Mm-hmm. I started having dreams, and then one of the significant ones is I woke up in the morning, and I wasn't dreaming. I woke up in the morning, you know, when you're kind of sleepy and you're not really quite awake. And I felt like the lower part of my body was like a little girl. I had little tiny legs. Mm. And I thought, wow, that's strange. And so I went to my Rubenfeld Synergy appointment, and the practitioner helped me to get back in that state. And she encouraged me to remember the little girl legs. And when I went to my body and felt the little girl legs, I started having memories. And, that was really, you know, then as in the book, the first chapter in the book is called The Closet. I had the memory of being in the closet, and I didn't know why I was in there. I was crying and very, very upset. And, you know, as I started to go and ask that part of me, that little girl inside, to talk to me, I started then allowing those memories to come up. So it comes in pieces. You know, it's not all at once. I wasn't sure for quite a while what had exactly happened. Mm-hmm. You know, then it kind of gets pieced together piece by piece, you know?
So it must have been painful when that memory came back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was very upset quite a lot of the time. I did have the ability, and, you know, I think we all need to, that when we're trying to do this kind of deep healing, there's such a thing called bracketing, you know, like when it was time to go to work,
yeah, I
would tell myself, okay, Tony, we're going to bracket that. We're going to save that. We're going to think about that tonight, tomorrow at my personal appointment. But right now it's time to work with other people. And when you make that promise to yourself and mm-hmm. you know that you're going to go back to it, you're able to move forward with what you have to do mm-hmm. as long as you save time to go back and actually do the work, you know, really allow, because these parts of us want to heal, you know?
Yeah.
And I find with the people I work with also many times, it is in our 30s and 40s and 50s that whatever is from childhood that needs to be healed will come up by itself. Some people will say, well, I don't want to remember all that kind of stuff. Well, if you don't need to, you won't remember. You don't have to look for it. Mm-hmm. But if there is something that needs to be addressed, some hurt feeling, some wound, be it sexual abuse, be it feeling abandoned or betrayed, if that's held within and needs to be healed, usually it comes out as an adult because we have learned and gained the resources so that we can heal it. Whereas as a child, we don't have the resources.
Right.
So I find that many times with people, it's as an adult that these things come up to heal. And you only need to remember as much as you need to remember. You know, you don't have to remember every detail. Mm. The body will bring up what you need. And if you work with what comes up organically, you don't need to dig.
Yes. So what is the propelled heart?
Well, the propelled heart, you know, one of my spiritual teachers used a term to describe a stage in a person's life when you start to realize that you could learn lessons. We're learning all the time from the experiences of our life, from our relationships and from our work situations and from our relationship with ourselves. And these occurrences of life have meaning, and the propelled heart wants to find the meaning and grow spiritually as a human being and move forward in their life. So that's that propelled is that movement, and hence the subtitle, from injury to insight. So moving from, yes, there's wounding, there's injury, it's part of being human, but how can we learn from it and gain insight? Mm-hmm. And grow, and perhaps share with others.
So those sessions actually led to a profound change in your life and within yourself.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
I really I didn't even realize, you know, I did have the success of graduating from school, and my practice was very successful. Meaning I saw a lot of people, I had a lot of referral and everything, but what was missing was really my personal life. And by seeing myself and finding out who I really was, I realized that actually I was mean to myself. You know, I really pushed and I was talked mean.
For Conscious Minds, Om Times.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Alicia Isaacs-Howes.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. You can find us every week here on Om Times Radio at Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The Conscious Parenting Radio Show provides inspiration and resources for loving, empowering, and respecting your children and yourself. Join me, Timothy, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we consciously explore proven ways of living together in happiness, health, and harmony.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Friends. Hi, Tony.
Hi there.
Hi. So you were telling us about how these sessions actually bring out this part of you.
Yes, you know, and I feel that that's part of my job with my clients and in my workshops is that the body holds such a wisdom and it knows things, the body knows things that sometimes the mind wants to ignore or suppress and hide from. And, you know, we have two minds, and one is the ego mind and, you know, the monkey mind that kind of is critical and judging and pushes us and everything. And then we have the higher mind, which really is more associated with the soul, that can work through the body to show us things about our life. And so in my work, what I want to help people do is to tune into that wisdom of their body so that they can have a personal reference to their life, you know, because, for example, someone might say, let's say somebody, a woman breaks up with her boyfriend, and maybe she's just saying, well, I don't care. I don't care that I broke up. I don't need him. Just, you know, drop him to the side. But then when you touch the body, let's say you touch the back and the back's hard as a rock, mm-hmm. I know that there's some hidden feeling being held there. So instead of me saying, oh, come on, you know, I can just say, well, what's your back feel like to you?
Yeah.
Touch you. And then they say, it feels hard as a rock. And if your back could talk, what would it say? And then they'll come out with, well, my back is really angry and I'm angry because dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. And once you acknowledge the anger or whatever it is, sadness, betrayal, whatever it is, once you acknowledge it,
yes.
And the body knows you've received the message, you can let it go.
So the emotions create that physical pain and sensation, that discomfort.
Yes. Yeah, the emotions really, everything in our life is stored in our body. You know, just like if you have a car accident and there's some kind of velocity, right, and the car hits something and you get jerked.
Yeah.
That will also create a physical sensation in the body. But the fear actually of the accident will get stored in the tissue also. So just treating the broken bone or whatever doesn't complete the healing. You really need to release that emotion that got stored there also.
And I think the complete physical healing is also not possible until that underlying emotion is healed.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That mental emotional piece is so important. And so even without trauma, you know, physical trauma, the mental emotional trauma, if you will, or the physical emotional, the emotional feelings will be stored in the tissue. So fear, anger, you know, excitement of some kind. And really, unless we deal with what's stored there that we're trying to avoid, we can't feel the good feelings, because there are actually good sensations in the spine and in the body of health and wellness and joy, love. And if we have stored a lot of negative emotion in the body, we can't feel those good feelings. So it really is, it behooves us, you know, we really need to look at these things, you know?
So, I mean, from your personal experience, have you felt that way whenever you had a physical discomfort? Now that you know how connected the emotions, the feelings are to the physical, have you experienced that? And were you able to identify that within yourself?
Yes. You know, I can think of one time. I didn't know I was having a pain in one of my knees, and it just hurt all the time. It wasn't excruciating. I mean, I could walk and everything, but it always ached. And I had not fallen down. I had not hit anything. You know, there was no physical reason. And I was at the same time, a friend of mine, I had moved from Puerto Rico to Santa Fe, and a friend of mine was going to go to the Bahamas to swim with the dolphins.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go, but I had just moved here to Santa Fe, and I didn't have a lot of extra money. So I at the time, you know, she would say, oh, come on. I said, I can't. And then one day I was driving, my knee was hurting.
Yes.
And I had a breakthrough. I realized I could go with her. I could go. I just put everything on the credit card. You know, that's what credit cards are for, right? I could put everything on the credit card and go, but I was choosing not to go because it was not a wise decision. Now, as soon as I realized that I could go, I was choosing not to go. My knee stopped hurting. I never had any more knee problems.
Oh, wow. How interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, it goes to show, you know, sometimes, now what I try to help people do is to listen to those like that knee pain and to feel how it feels and describe it to yourself. And many times that's an invitation that your mind will have an epiphany, you know, have the idea come to understanding. But at that moment, it was me working through it myself. And as soon as I got it, that I could, it was my choice and I took responsibility for the choice, the knee pain went away.
Wow. So Tony, do you think like different emotions manifest in different like specific body parts or in form of specific diseases or problems?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting question. That's a really good question. There are many books that have like lists, you know, and it's a place to start, but I myself like to leave it open and have the person come to what it means for them. So because we're so different, you know, and all of our experiences are so different. So even though like there's a famous book that says knees is moving forward. Well, in this case, you know, I think what I was moving forward toward was not necessarily like towards a new job or a new relationship or anything, which some people might think, you know, just by looking at that one sentence. It was really moving forward with realizing that I was responsible for my choices. So if I sometimes those thinking that it's like, okay, the right side of the body's feminine, the left side's masculine. You know, when we start getting into that, it restricts the possibility. So I like to leave it open.
So do you also believe, like you shared your own example about the knee pain. So you believe people somehow create or cause the things that happen to them?
Ah, you know, there is that. It's unfortunate, but now we have that problem with new age guilt, you know, where people will say, oh, you know, if I have cancer and I created it, so, and then they feel even worse. So we want to try to be careful, but I think it's more like that we, the body, instead of punishing us for doing something wrong, which kind of you might think, oh, I'm creating this because I'm thinking wrong, that if you have some, there we go, some kind of message coming through. I feel that the body's actually trying to get our attention to try to point to what needs attention. So if some organ has a disease, or even if we fall and injure our elbow, that there's something specific to hurting that place or to having that organ be sick. That is a clue, a metaphor, a representation of, it's a hint to knowing what needs to heal in your life. It's not that we're creating it consciously. It's just that that's just the perfect thing for you to experience so that you notice what's happening in your life.
It's a sign. It's a sign, or it's, what do you call it? It's your body's way of telling you what's going on.
It's like the body. It's a metaphor. You know, it's a metaphor. So like if some part of your body is bothering you, and a lot of times people will just say, well, it hurts. Well, how does it hurt? Does it squeeze? Does it pinch? Is it a pressure? You know, is there a color? And if you really walk through those steps, you might realize, like just the other day, what was it? I was talking to someone and I was saying,
she had all at once gotten this pain in her neck, and it was really from her shoulder to her head. Mm. And I was saying, well, you know, she said, just came all at once yesterday. I said, well, what happened yesterday? Well, nothing happened yesterday. And so then we were talking and everything. And all at once, as we were looking at how it felt really like pulled, like a, like being stretched out, like, okay. And as we talked, she realized, oh my gosh, there was a project at work that her boss had taken away from her. And she understood why, but it had made her feel a pressure like she wasn't performing good enough. Something wasn't quite right. So she felt overstretched and overstressed in a way. And as soon as she realized it, as I was working with her, that released.
That released the pain.
I released the pain and the tension because you could feel the muscle like a guitar string, you know, really tight. And as soon as she realized, oh, because see, she had been telling herself that it was okay, that she didn't mind, that she understood what the boss was doing and it was okay, but it wasn't okay. Okay. It wasn't okay. And by her, you know, having this, this feeling was her hint that, hey, you know, you're saying in your mind it's okay, but the body knew that emotionally it was really bothering her. And so she needed to work with those emotions and maybe even talk to her boss about it to really heal the situation.
Wow. So the patients that come to you, you're easily able to help them identify what part is wrong in their life or what they need to heal the pain and sensation.
Well, some people are easier than others.
We'll take a very short break here, Tony, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
and we were talking about how you helped Tony, your patients, find out the emotional cause of their physical sensations and pains.
Yes. And we were saying about how, you know, some people, it's hard. It's always a little difficult at first to listen to your body and its sensations and try to make sense.
Yeah.
And sometimes I say, what would your body say? And people say, are you kidding? You know, but I try to help people tune in a way that is comfortable for them. Some people are more into sensation. Some people are more visual and see pictures. You know, some people hear words, actual words when they talk to their body parts. You know, it's like you're talking to somebody else, you know, and you can have a conversation. So it depends on you. And I feel, you know, it is an intuitive activity because it's subtle, you know. And we all are intuitive. And of course, if you develop it more, it's easier. The more you practice, the better you get. And this is part of the workshop series that I've developed about intuition mastery.
So tell us more about your workshops.
Well, in the workshops, the first thing to do is to find out what is your language, what is your unique intuitive signature, way that your soul sends you messages. Is it visual, kinesthetic, meaning feeling, emotional, or sensation, or is it words? And sometimes even smell and taste people get. So we have to, so I have developed exercises to help people discover their own language. And then there's, we want to enhance that so you can hear or see or feel easier and you can interpret what it means. And so the whole weekend is dedicated, really, that first weekend to establishing that language. And then as we move forward into applications, how might you use it in your work, in your relationships, and in your life? And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's very, very amazing and interesting to open your life to that intuitive side, because we're all intuitive.
So how long is the workshop, Tony?
There are weekend workshops. So the first one's 3 days or 2.5, and the next one's is 3 days and then 4 days.
So these are all in-person workshops?
Yes. I do things online, and the ones online are usually 2 or 3 hours long. And so that information is on my website at TonyLuisaRivera.com. So that's T-O-N-I. LuisaRivera, TonyLuisaRivera.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you can get a free chapter from the book and also free MP3 downloads of the exercises, because the book has 17 exercises where you can work with yourself. And it's hard sometimes to read and do it. So I'm putting them on there with my voice leading you through, and those are completely free of charge.
That's so wonderful. And these exercises are really profound and will be very helpful. And I really encourage all our listeners to definitely sign up for the newsletter and tap into your knowledge and, you know, learn from the MP3s, get the experience. It's a wonderful book. Thanks so much again, Tony, for sharing your wisdom with us through this book and MP3.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's so wonderful to be here and to have an opportunity to share with your audience.
Our honor. So tell us about, you say that valuing self and other is very important.
Oh, it is so important. I was just thinking today about that. Just recently this week, there's been some things with people and with some clients. And, you know, it's when we value ourselves and see our worth as a human being, our uniqueness, that's when we can really show up and say our unique expression, and whatever our work is in the world will be more forward and more expressive. So I find so much in the world today, a lot of the problems are because of a lack of self-worth and self-esteem. And mm-hmm. that's why there's so much violence and everything. People, you know, they don't feel seen. They don't feel heard. And a lot of times it's because they don't value their own self.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you think if people started valuing themselves and respecting themselves, that could definitely affect their own healing and yes. what we are creating in our outside world.
Yes, definitely. I feel the world would be a different place if we saw ourselves in a positive light and valued ourselves. And, you know, we would feel differently about the whole world. You know, each person would interact with others and in their community and in their state, their country, in a completely different way.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's when we can share with each other truly. Love and fellowship and brotherhood can be shared when we feel that we're equal.
So true. Mm-hmm. So true. So tell us, what is your idea of God?
I feel that God is the source of all things, that the creator. You know, sometimes people say, you say the word God, people get turned off. But whatever you want to call God, goddess, source, universal intelligence, whatever name you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But there is an energy. It's not a man sitting on a throne. Okay. It is the energy that created all of creation, every planet, every rock, every person, everything. And the development of a relationship with that source, and however you can relate to that,
yeah,
is essential really to having a peaceful existence and a heartfelt existence. We all need to spend some time with that, you know.
How do you connect with God?
I personally spend time in meditation as my favorite way, to when I still the body and can leave the body, forget the body, and go within and connect with that source, that bliss, that joy that's in my heart and inside of me, that energy that lives inside of me that is a part of that source of God. That actually that energy within creates the body. Mm-hmm. And so if you leave the body and go within and go to that source of energy, for me, that is the way. Some people like walking meditation or music or other things, but I feel that still outward, you know, to move, you're still a little bit outward. And so for me, I have to be still the body and go within.
Mm-hmm. And how does that help in healing?
Well, you know, intuition, one of the prerequisites for intuition is calmness. And I feel that a prerequisite for healing, for peace, is calmness. Mm-hmm. And so we need to cultivate that stillness within. And I see it every time I work with people or in a workshop where I just have a moment of silence and have people follow their breath inside and get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy that comes, and people will even say, I feel so peaceful. I feel so joyful.
True.
And that's where healing can occur. Our lives are so full of stress, and it's mm-hmm. noise and speed and, you know, the computer, the phone, the all this interference. And when we go inside and find that peace and calmness and quiet, that's healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's touching that inner core.
Yes.
It's connecting with that helps. I mean, that is healing. Yeah. Going it's back like, to it.
Right. It's like the spring, you know, the water comes from a spring, you know, and our life comes from that spring of eternal energy, eternal life. And so to go back to the source is very healing. And, you know, we all are self-healing. No matter what treatment we seek outwardly, you know, acupuncture, medicine, chiropractic, whatever it is. The healing is that the body, the energy within the body heals the body. And no matter what treatment, it is always the body that the energy within the body that heals the body. So to get back to that source and to be aware of it and work with it, that's the source of all healing.
But Tony, it's sometimes when people are in the midst of all this stress and chaos and going through these difficult life situations, it's so hard to connect with that.
Yes, but it's essential. You know, the mind will keep on wanting to interrupt. And this is why it does take practice. You know, if you have never, for example, meditated and tried to quiet your mind, when you're in the middle, like taxes are due and you owe $5,000 and they're waiting for you to write the check, you can't, you know, it's hard to meditate then. But if you've cultivated practice and have practice, then when you're stressed out and they're waiting for you to write the $5,000 check, you've already practiced. So you just takes a moment to go inside and take a few breaths and all of that goes away.
And you are able to take care of what needs to be done.
Right. It's only money.
It's only money. I guess, yeah. I think we just, when we are stressed out, when we are disconnected from ourselves, we give importance to such things in life and just make them so big.
Right. So true. You know? And it's like sometimes, even today, you know, people will be all upset maybe about war or, you know, the terrorist danger, and it is real. And, but yet, you know, if we can touch that inner source, there's where you get some relief.
So true. And we'll take a short break here and be right back within a minute.
Yes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on Om Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, Tony.
Hi there.
Great. So, you believe that once we reconnect with that core, the healing starts in our body and emotions, and body.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yeah, I do feel that. That's where the healing comes from.
Mm-hmm. So in your book, you guide people to connect with that part of themselves.
Yes, and I feel, you know, I start with the body because the body is so, big in our life. You know, it's such an attention getter. Look how much of our day we spend with our body, you know, making sure we get enough rest and water and food and, you know, taking care of, is it comfortable? We dress it up, you know, we have to wash it and clean it and everything. And so if we start with the body, which, as I have mentioned, is such a metaphor for our life, it's a way to go inside and to get out of the mind and to slow the breath and the thoughts and start to go deeper inside. So if we start with the body and then the emotions and then get to the deeper thoughts.
Mm.
And the thoughts are what creates the energy, and the energy creates the body. So I'm kind of going from outside in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so what is the soul and how does that help?
Well, I feel that the soul, each of us, our soul is an individualized ray of the consciousness of God, Goddess, again, that universal intelligence that created everything. And our soul is a ray of that.
It's extension, you mean?
Well, you know, if we thought of the sun as the center, and then there's rays out from the sun, and each of those rays being a being.
Yeah.
So each of the rays from that great source of light that is spirit, it becomes our individualized soul, and then that soul creates a body.
Mm-hmm. And again, that is something that soul chooses according to the lessons that soul needs to learn.
I do. I feel that each soul does have a part in creating the life and the body and the situation, and that it is I feel it's a co-creation between God or Goddess, again, whatever name you want to call, but that when we are in spirit, that we agree with that part that knows more than us, and we choose. So it isn't just our choice, but I think it's a co-creation with the Creator and our soul to create the life and the body that we have, that we're born with.
So you think whatever problems or issues that we assume those are issues and problems, are actually there to be able to learn certain lessons that soul and the Creator decided to.
Yes. And, you know, because we learn through experience, you know, and the experiences of life are how we can have, you know how it is, like you have the child and you say, don't touch the hot stove. What's the first thing they're going to do is touch it. Now, they could learn from the mother saying, don't touch.
Yes. But
there's something in us as humans, we want to touch. And once you have that experience of touching the hot stove, you are never going to touch that hot stove again. And that's, I feel that we're here on this physical earth and the material body to have experiences so that you really learn, like if, and I do believe in reincarnation. So if in a past life I learned not to steal, then in this life, I'm just not prone to steal. If I see something on the ground that's not mine, I'll pick it up and turn it into the lost and found, because I already learned in a past life not to steal. Now, somebody who's learning that might steal and then get in trouble for it, and that's how they learn not to steal, you know?
Yeah, totally. So Tony, how do you help others develop the sixth sense?
Well, again, that sixth sense, that's intuition, right? I think we all have it, and to develop it is, I have developed exercises to help. And when it's funny, because as a chiropractor, when I say exercise, sometimes people think, oh, exercise, biceps and your tricep. No, I mean body-mind exercises where you
you think, you challenge yourself to go inside and experience within. And so there are, I set up situations and exercises individually in pairs, in a group, so that people will discover how they get information, because we all do have that sixth sense. Like somebody will come into a room and you know right away, ooh boy, I don't want to, you know, I hope that guy didn't notice me. Or, gee, I like that person.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. We all have that sense. You're right.
We all have that.
Yeah.
And we can develop it. And so there's certain situations, and I've developed some, you know, activities so that people learn about themselves.
That's awesome. Tony, can you lead us through a process, one of your processes? Any tools that you can share?
Yes, I'd love to. Well, I was thinking of, again, helping people with their body.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing is that if you're driving, pull over for a minute. And so what I'm going to invite people to do is to close your eyes and to notice your breathing. And notice the weight of your body on the chair where you're sitting, wherever you are. And most everyone has some place in their body that is trying to get their attention. So there may be a place that you've been having an ache or a pain, or some part of you has been talking to you. And if nothing comes to mind right away, just allow yourself to scan your body from the top of your head and down your neck and your shoulders and your arms, your chest, your back, your hips, your legs, your knees, your feet, your ankles. And just notice and allow yourself to simply and easily choose a place. And once you have that place that you've decided to pay attention to right now in this moment, allow yourself to breathe or send your breath to that place. So as you breathe in and out, imagine that you're breathing in and out through that place. And allow your attention to be with that place. And as you're noticing and breathing into this place, describe to yourself what it feels like physically there. Is there an ache? Is there a pressure? Is there a sensation of any kind? And notice if there's a color or a picture or a memory. Perhaps there's some word that pops in your mind. And maybe a smell or a taste. But notice whatever it is you're noticing right now and make a sentence. So you're going to say back to this place, I know you're feeling tight right now, and I see a dark blue color, and I know you're sad. Whatever it is for you, it might be, I know you're happy, and I see yellow, whatever it is for you. And you make that sentence, which is acknowledging that place, and notice how it changes when you acknowledge it, when you notice it, when you talk back to it, when you send it that attention. And then I want you to ask a simple question. Do you have a message for me? And when you ask that question, whatever pops in your head, don't think about it. Whatever pops in your head is the message for this moment. It might be a picture, it might be words, and it might be a feeling, it might be a pulse, who knows? And then thank this place for giving that message to you. And, you know, what happens sometimes I notice with people is that they want to analyze so much and they miss the message.
Right.
So when you ask that question of yourself at any time, what message do you have for me? It's the first thing that comes into your head. It might be, I want a banana, whatever it is. We have to learn to listen, because the mind wants to analyze and think so much that it covers up the message.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing. And before we leave, I would encourage everyone to order your copy at Amazon.com, The Propelled Heart, Moving from Injury to Insight. And also, like Tony said, go to TonyLuisaRivera.com. And there you can have access to the free chapter and the MP3 exercises that Tony has shared that will give you experience of what you will get from this book, which is a beautiful book and will be tremendously helpful. Thanks so much again, Tony, for coming today, taking time to share your wisdom with us.
Well, thank you again for having me and for allowing me to share the book and some of the things I've learned over my 30 years working with others.
I'm sure we will meet again and we'll have you over again. Very grateful for today.
Yes, I'd love to come back. Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, listeners. See you next Sunday, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Until then, have a blessed week.